How's it going, everyone? Ben Naim here with the YouTube channel Ben the Baptist. I have a request for Christian Zionists out there who may stumble on this video somehow. I want you to check out the debate that happened last night between Adam King, a Jew, and his Judaizing buddy Byron Stinson, who rejects the deity of Christ. He's an apostate heretic. And fundamental Baptist pastors, Pastor Shelley and Pastor Jimenez. And I want you to tell me, after watching that, that Adam King is the apple of God's eye, that he's part of a group of people who are God's chosen people. Give me a break, folks. That would be utterly preposterous. This guy spent practically the entire debate spewing blasphemous hatred towards the Lord Jesus Christ, blasphemy and wickedness, practically for the entire thing, and it was hard to listen to. But my point is, you watch that and come back to me and tell me with a straight face that that guy is somehow part of God's chosen people. I mean, come on. Just consider the application of the doctrine you believe in. It requires you to love them that hate the Lord. And the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 19:2, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. You know, maybe the Bible is true when it says the kingdom of God in Matthew 21 shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Maybe the Bible is right when it says that spiritual Israel has replaced physical Israel. And you don't have to align yourself and hitch your wagons to a blasphemous antichrist religion. The Bible says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. You know, if these people believed in Moses, they would have believed in Jesus, he said. And there's a reason why the Bible refers to them as the synagogue of Satan. There's a reason that it says that the Jews are contrary to all men, that they, have killed the Lord Jesus, and that the wrath of God has come upon them to the uttermost. It's because of the blasphemous false religion they espouse. And Adam King makes it clear what he believes in that debate. And I'm telling you, folks, you Christian Zionists out there, you watch that and you will feel really foolish believing that he is the apple of God's eye. I mean, I don't know what else to say at this point, but this Christian Zionism, it's frustrating. I understand there's fundamental Baptist brethren out there who are sincerely deceived by that doctrine. I hope that one day they realize that they've made a mistake.